Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sai Ramuchtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. President's rule imposed in Manipur days after resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations, replies to the discussion on union budget in Rajya Sabha. Income Tax Bill 2025 introduced in the Lok Sabha. Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill tabled in both Houses of Parliament amid opposition protests. First leg of budget session of Parliament comes to a close. And in Delhi Open Tennis, Indo-Zimbabwean duo of Nicky Punasha and Courtney Locke enter men's doubles semi-finals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats in Washington tonight. US NSA Michael Walls, Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk, and Indian-American entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy are scheduled to call on Prime Minister Modi this evening. Our correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome the Prime Minister. Later, Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. More from our correspondent.
The bilateral relationship with US has been one of India's strongest international partnerships in recent years. Prime Minister's visit is in line with India's steady engagement with the new administration following the election of President Trump in November last year. During the first term of President Trump, Prime Minister visited the US on two occasions in 2017 and 2019. This time, after President Trump's election, Prime Minister was one of the first world leaders to call him and congratulate him. The visit provides an opportunity to build on the strong India-US Global Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and set an ambitious agenda for a mutually beneficial and trusted relationship across all sectors. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Back home, President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from Manipur Governor, and after considering the report, in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. The notification added that the Assembly has also been put under suspended animation. Both the Houses of Parliament went into recess till the 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity.
कि सत्र के दौरान हमने अच्छे वातावरण में चर्चा की है माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी के अभिभाषण पर धन्यवाद प्रस्ताव पर 17 घंटे और 23 मिनट की सार्थक चर्चा हुई है इसमें 173 माननीय सदस्यों ने बैठकर अपने दायित्वों का निर्वहन किया है बजट पर सामान्य चर्चा 16 घंटे 13 मिनट तक चली इस सत्र में हमारी प्रोडक्टिविटी लगभग 112% रही है
Earlier in the Lok Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. The minister also rejected the objections raised by some opposition MPs on the bill. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there were 819 sections in the Income Tax Act of 1961. More from our correspondent.
Introduction of the Income Tax Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha is a significant step towards simplifying the language and structure of the existing income tax of 1961. As Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman explained, the proposed legislation aimed at making the law more accessible and have consolidated amendments besides removing redundant provisions for greater clarity. The bill has accommodated structural rationalizations through tables and formulae as per the need for better understanding. It also preserved the existing taxation principles and ensured continuity. During the formulation of the bill, the government had considered widespread consultations with stakeholders. Nearly 21,000 online suggestions were examined and incorporated as per their relevance. With Lakshmi Asunyo, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today replied to the discussion on the union budget. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the Union Budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. Ms. Sitharaman said that the government is making all efforts to keep inflation under check. She rejected the allegations that the states were not consulted before the budget.
Every year before the budget is made, all finance ministers from states spend a whole day talking about what are the state's priorities. We listen to them patiently and also include them in our budget making process. Regional imbalances and infrastructure gap, PM Gati Shakti, actually tells you where the gap is for which infrastructure program, and therefore we are able to fund them better. And regional imbalances are also being addressed.
Earlier participating in the discussion, BJP MP Darshan Singh said that this budget is the roadmap to a Viksit Bharat 2047. Congress MP Imran Pratapgarhi, while criticizing the government, said that budgetary allocation for MG Narega has not been increased. Former Prime Minister and senior JDS leader HD Devegowda said that the finance minister made ample efforts to make sufficient allocations to all sections of the society. He requested the government to form boards for development of jackfruit and jamun farmers. Several other members also spoke during the discussion. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both the Houses of Parliament today amid opposition protests. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagdambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as demanded by the opposition members. Members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House protesting against the report. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, BJP MP Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni tabled a copy of the report in the upper house amid opposition protests. In the Rajya Sabha also, opposition members staged a walkout. Mr. Nadda questioned the opposition over their approach in the Rajya Sabha. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. World Radio Day is being celebrated today. The theme for this year's World Radio Day is Radio for Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. He said from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Akashvani has been a cornerstone of Indian broadcasting since 1936. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav shared a video of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Man Ki Baat.
ये 1998 की बात है। मैं भारतीय जनता पार्टी के संगठन के कार्यकर्ता ग्रुप में हिमाचल में काम करता था तो रास्ते में एक ढाबे पर चाय के लिए रुका तो उसने अपने पास एक शीशे का बर्तन था उसमें से लड्डू निकाला पहले बोले साहब चाय बाद में लड्डू खाइए तो मैंने कहा क्या हुआ अरे बोले आज भारत ने बम फोड़ दिया है तो उसने कहा देखिए साहब रेडियो सुनिए वो परमाणु परीक्षण का दिन था हमारे प्रधानमंत्री अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी ने मीडिया के सामने आकर के घोषणा की थी और इसने ये घोषणा रेडियो पर सुनी थी और वो नाच रहा था और तब से मेरे मन में एक बात घर कर गई थी कि रेडियो जन जन से जुड़ा हुआ है और रेडियो की बहुत बड़ी ताकत है
IMB Secretary Sanjay Jaju today inaugurated Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, he said, Akashvani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, said the people have trust in news as well as content of Akashvani programs.
All India Radio has always committed itself towards resilience and bringing about awareness about climate change. The reach of Akashvani is almost 90% of the population. The FM part also, it almost covers about 75% of the population. So we are reaching everywhere, all parts of the country.
In Jammu and Kashmir, people of Budhal village in Kotaranka subdivision who were relocated following 17 mysterious deaths are being sent back to their homes after more than 3 weeks. Our correspondent reports that the villagers were brought to Rajouri quarantine facilities following an alarming pattern of unexplained fatalities in the area. The decision to send the residents back was made after thorough assessments by local authorities, including health experts. While there is no immediate health threat or sign of an epidemic, the cause of death remains unclear. And now, news from the Mahakumbh that's underway in Prayagraj. The Grand Festival has attracted millions of devotees from India and abroad. Over 80 lakh devotees took the holy dip till 8 p.m. this evening at the Mahakumbh. Our correspondent reports that so far, 49 crore 14 lakh devotees have bathed in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are taking the holy dip. In this trend, Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Deka took a holy dip and performed prayers. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai also bathed in the Sangam and was accompanied with Assembly Speaker Raman Singh, ministers from his state cabinet and several MLAs. Mr. Sai congratulated Uttar Pradesh government for the arrangements.
Aaj hum log ka saubhagya hai ki yahan dubki lagaye hain aur Chhattisgarh mein khushhali ho, sabke ghar mein sukh samriddhi ho, shanti ho, iski maiya se kamna ki.
Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha also bathes at the Holy Sangam along with his family. He said that the holy waters, divine energy and spiritual environment of this place makes it out of the ordinary. While Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that this is a divine moment for all and a very precious time when people from all across the world are coming here. He said this while taking a dip at the Sangam.
युग युग युगांतर से पीढ़ियों का इंतजार होता है एक ऐसे क्षण के लिए और विश्व में ये एक अनोखा समय है जहां विश्व के लोग स्वतः आकर त्रिवेणी संगम में महाकुंभ में दर्शन कर पाते हैं.
Senior Congress leader and MLA Sachin Pilot took a holy bath as well. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal was also present at the Mahakumbh today. After taking a holy dip, Mr. Sehgal addressed the Kumbhwani channel of Akashvani and appreciated it for reaching the masses. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has extended warm greetings to the people on the auspicious occasion of Shab-e-Barat. Our correspondent reports that the Chief Minister highlighted the spiritual significance of Shab-e-Barat and urged people to embrace the spiritual essence of the occasion and pray for the well-being of all humanity. On to sports now. In tennis, India's Nicky Ponacha and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's doubles semi-finals of the Delhi Open today. They defeated Japan's Kaito Uesugi and Shintaro Mochizuki in the quarterfinal today. The duo is set to face the British-Danish pair of Jay Clark and Johannes Ingilsson in the semi-final tomorrow. All sporting events came to close at the National Games 2025 in Dehradun today. Services have ended at the top with 67 gold medals. Maharashtra is in second place with 54 gold and Haryana is in third place with 46 gold medals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. President's rule imposed in Manipur days after resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations, replies to the discussion on Union Budget in Rajya Sabha. Income Tax Bill 2025 introduced in Lok Sabha, Joint Committee report on Waqf Amendment Bill tabled in both Houses of Parliament amid opposition protests. First leg of budget session of parliament comes to a close. And in Delhi Open Tennis, Indo-Zimbabwean pair duo of Nikki Punacha and Courtney Locke enter men's doubles semi-finals. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.